Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. This is Stephen Hutchinson. Stephen Hutchinson, the host of Financial Intelligence. That's right, the host of Financial Intelligence, where you find, you know what you find here? You find that we discuss that most important conversation. Now, what is that conversation? Yes, it's the money conversation. That money conversation, that all-encompassing, all-important conversation, which is glossed over too much, too quickly. We have a tendency not to really want to sit down and, like, really get into the depth of this discussion of the money conversation. Understanding money is a tool. Money is a tool, not a worshipable object. But we do discuss how to get money. But not only that, we discuss how to use money once you get it, whichever amount of money that you may have. How do you use it? What is the proper utility of money? We talk about how to control money. How do you control that flow? Because once you can control it, you can direct that energy. Just like if you can control the electricity in the air, you can light up a city if you can control it. If you can't control it, you suffer. So here we talk about the importance, the essential importance of financial literacy, what we like to call financial intelligence, utilizing our financial intelligence to solve our problems. Yes, that's right, solve our problems. So today I got my team members with me. The team is here, and that's what we're discussing today. We're talking about the team. We're talking about how to build a business team, how to build a team of entrepreneurs. How do we ourselves as entrepreneurs kick it up to another level? And one way is to create a team. Now that you have discovered the value, the benefit of being an entrepreneur, now just imagine if you multiply that, if you square that or cube that by joining other entrepreneurs. So I'd like to ask my team members to chime in. Today we're going to have Miss Kim Williams. She's on the line. How you doing, Kim? Hello. Sorry about that. My technical difficulties there. Hello, Miss Williams. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can now. Sorry about that. You're phased out. Okay, you're phased back in. And my brother, Mr. Brandon Tate, you with us?
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. Hope all is well.
All right, excellent. Excellent. So we're going to get into this subject matter today. As a matter of fact, it's interesting because we're a team. We're a team, and we're speaking about teams and about the benefits of a team and the different aspects of a team, which I think is a very important subject because many times we, as entrepreneurs, we don't really think in terms of teams. We think in terms of, you know, ourselves and what I'm going to do and my business, and I'm going to build my business, I'm going to make my money and all that. But then the next level is to create a team. And we're having some experience with that ourselves. So I would first like to ask Ms. Kim Williams if you could chime in on this subject about being an entrepreneur and about teams and creating a team, and what do you see there as valuable?
Well, let's see. Where do I start? Where do I start? Where do I start? You know, I think that, you know, a lot of times when it comes to being an entrepreneur, most of us, like you said, we do have that feeling of, I'm going to have my own business. I'm going to do, like you said, this, that, and the other, and which is great because that shows ambition. You know, you want something more than what you actually have. But reality starts to kick in and showing you that, hey, I can't do it all by myself. I'm not an expert at everything, or I don't know. So sometimes that's where the team comes in. You work with people that have a lot of different strengths. And those that are better in one area, they handle certain things, and those that are better in another area, they handle that aspect of the business. You know, I think teamwork, as they say, teamwork is the dream work, you know, and you're able to get more done. I truly believe that it's not me, myself, and I, not that team. Not the me, myself, and I team, but the T-E-A-M team.
Right, exactly. Because that is a team, too. Me, myself, and I is a team.
Yeah.
That's the initial team, you know, and that's the original team that we got to get together. That team, because, like Brandon, remember that question you were asking us about, would you like to create another 200 of you?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, maybe you could speak to that aspect of, you know, being that team, becoming that team member that you want to create.
Mm-hmm. One thing, you know, touching on that is we have to realize, okay, that when we are recruiting or when we are hiring someone, first of all, they're looking at you. They're seeing what you do. They're seeing the time that you log in, okay? Now, when they come aboard, they see what you do, they're going to duplicate you. And you as a leader can only take them to the level in which you are yourself. You can't take that person beyond you because you're not there yourself. So now in recruiting, in hiring, in building, you have to make sure that you yourself are doing the things that must be done to be successful. And that is very, very important. You created a system. Are you following your own system? Can you duplicate the system that you have implemented and that you use resources, all right, and you have a system? Are you following the system so that you can teach somebody else the system? Or you are just hiring somebody and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, so then you're looking at that person like, oh, man, you're not doing anything right. Well, they're following the leader. So first, when it comes to being a leader, you must build yourself. Are you spending the time? Do you come to the office when nobody else is at the office? How many hours do you log in? There's 168 hours in 1 week. How much of that time do you dedicate to building your business? If you are in a business that you have to make phone calls, how many dollars do you make a day? if you are in the business of building blocks, whatever it is. How many blocks do you build in a day? It's essential that we have a, first of all, you have to have structure, okay? And you have to have a foundation. And once you have that foundation, that's not the end of it. Now you have to build upon that foundation. What kind of house do you want to dwell in? Do you just want a foundation and nothing else? Would you just like a hollowed out building? Or do you want everything in the building? Do you want to have a few bedrooms, a few bathrooms, a garage? What do you want in your house? And that's as a leader, you know, you want to analyze yourself and make sure that you are following the necessary steps. Do I want 200 of me on my team? Like, I hardly come into the office. I don't make any phone calls. I don't talk to anybody. I come into the office and I just sit here and look at four walls and then I draw on a piece of paper. Guess what? I don't want, if I'm like that, I don't want 200 of me. Guess what? That's as far as you can lead. And guess what? And people will fall off because if they're not making money, now everybody don't follow the steps. You know, there's going to be turnover and whatever business you have, you're going to lose people. But let that not be because of what you are doing, because everybody's work ethic is not the same. There's some people that you can just give some instructions to, and they can just go and conquer. The other people that you have to give instructions to, you have to call them step by step. So it's important that when we are hiring, when we're recruiting, when we are building, that we want, you know, an abundance of ourselves on a team. Are you honest? Do you have integrity, or do you just want to come out and just make a quick dollar? I probably used this illustration before, but I'm going to say it again. When I want my wife to make some macaroni and cheese, some sweet potatoes, and all that good soul food, I don't want it baked in a microwave. I want it baked in the oven. See, in a microwave is real quick. And one thing about a microwave, what happens? It gets hot real fast, and then it gets cold real fast. I want to build something that is lasting. I want it to be just perfect, you know, instead of like, oh, let me hurry up and guzzle this down before it gets cold. So in building and in recruiting, we want to make sure that we are duplicating ourselves, but we have to make sure that we are at the level in which we want people to be duplicated.
So there, in addressing that, I mean, Brandon, you touched on quite a few things. Kim touched on quite a few essential elements about building a team, right? So the first team is me, myself, and I. That's the first team. I need to get that team together first. Once I have that team together, I can then aspire to duplicate myself or clone myself in a sense. And I just mean that allegorically, not literally, but in a team, in other words, we want to be high-level performers with a high degree of integrity, dedication, and vision before we actually begin a team. So in other words, there are some preliminary things that we must do before we start to build a team. So I'm asking you, Kim, if you could chime in on that, on the subject of some of the things that we would want to do before we start building a team, start recruiting, start inviting people in? What are some of the preliminary things that we need and want to do in our business first?
Well, truthfully, I think you have to, as Brandon said, you have to be that person that does it first. One thing that I've learned on my journey of entrepreneurship and owning my own business, you have to be willing to do the things that nobody else is willing to do. You know, because how can you tell someone that, Stephen, I want you to go out there and make 100 phone calls. I need you to go out there and see 50 clients, and you haven't done it, because the person that you are looking to bring aboard, recruit, they're looking at you like, why should I do it? You aren't even doing it. Even when it comes down to the aspect of production or things of that nature, hey, a lot of businesses, you don't have that per se quota, but in actuality, you should, you know, because that quota is that goal that you have. You know, what are the goals that you have as far as your business? How much income are you looking to make? You know, what do you need to do to get there? How many people do you need to see? Things of that nature, because if you don't have it written down, I think, Brandon, you've said it perfectly. If you don't have a vision and if you don't write it down and make it plain, how in the world are you going to get there? There is no way possible that it's going to happen. And if it does happen on happenstance, will you be able to do it again? You know, so how are you going to be able to duplicate that and show somebody else how to do it? I don't know exactly what I did, but I know I made X amount of number of calls, or today I did this, because then there's confusion. And confusion gets you nowhere. So I think that that's just one of the first important aspects of building a team, that you have to be able to do it first. Do you have to make every single goal that you set out to make? No. I'm not saying that by no means, because it is a process. And building a business, they say on average, if you are a business owner, a lot of businesses go out of business within the first 5 years because they're not taking all of the necessary steps that they need. But if you are in business, you need to have a routine. You need to, every morning or every night or the day before, I need to be making sure I'm structuring my day for the next day. You know, I plan to go out and see 10 clients today. And doesn't mean I have to stop at 10, but that's my goal. You know, and if I get to 7, if I get to 7, oh, I've seen enough. I done made the goal that I had set for today. No, but you said you were going out to see 10. So you need to hustle up to go ahead on and make those three more, to see three more people somehow, you know. I think those are, off the top of my head, that's, you know, what comes to mind for me, that these are just some important key factors that we need to take into account when it comes to building and, you know, being an effective leader. Because if you're not doing it, your potential recruits, team members that you are bringing aboard, because it is a copycat, monkey see, monkey do. If you're not doing it, I'm not going to do it, unless their drive is so much so that they're like, I don't care what Kim is doing. You know, I've seen the opportunity. I know for a fact that I can make sure I see 10 people, 10 clients a day. I'm going out to see it. Their drive, their desire is much stronger, and that differs for everybody, you know.
Excellent. Yes. So those are some key elements that you just mentioned about some of the preliminary work that needs to be done initially before one aspires to build a team. Because if one doesn't do the preliminary work that needs to be done, it's just not going to work. Chances are it's not going to work. There's exceptions to every rule, but chances are if you invite people to join you and to be productive, and you are not productive, chances are it's not going to be a productive venture unless you have already discovered and found your production, your ability, your system, your structure that you have. So in other words, as Kim was saying, you don't already have a system, and you don't already have a structure, and you don't already have discipline, then it's too early for you to start inviting others to join you in what you're doing. Because by the time you start building a team, you want to already have the system in place. So that can be some of the preliminary work that we should do as entrepreneurs and as we look forward to expanding and to taking it to a higher level, a more developed, a more sophisticated business and a more sophisticated platform. We can always go past those two preliminary stages in the cash flow quadrant. The employee is the self-employed. Those two levels, we need to go beyond those two levels. So we go from the employee, who is dependent and who is working someone else's system, right? And putting in labor, time, effort, energy, tears, blood, and sweat to make someone else wealthy. So we go from that quadrant to the self-employed quadrant, where now we're using our blood, sweat, tears, effort, and energy to be productive for our own personal benefit, okay? And now we can go from there by becoming more sophisticated and implementing systems and structures and a vision that others can follow. We can then cross quadrant onto the right side of the quadrant and become a business owner. And with that, I'd like to pass the mic to Brother Tate, if you could speak to us on that platform.
All right, crossing over over the quadrant, okay, to the right-hand side on the business end, which is the upper right-hand side of the quadrant. To be a business owner, I'll say this, you know, not everybody can be a business owner because it takes a lot of discipline. It's a lot of stuff that you have to take from a lot of people sometimes, it seems like, in order for you to position yourself, all right, to be able to block out the noise, be able to have a clear sight of where you are going. To be a business owner, all right, switching over to that quadrant, all right, you have to have employees. A business owner has employees, right? So, are you able to make sure that everybody is doing everything that they're supposed to do? Do you have the mindset as a business owner to make sure that a structure is put into place? One thing that Kim mentioned was a routine. And with a routine, I look at a business owner has to be disciplined. While, especially in the early stages of building a business, you're not going to just start off the bat and have a Walmart. You're not going to just start off the bat and have an Acme. All right? You have to build it little by little. I mean, I could just imagine you know, a grocery store starting off to be a corner store. All right? Then expand it from a corner store to another bigger store as we walk into the day. And then building other stores in other locations. Next thing you know, becoming a chain. It didn't just happen all overnight, unless you had the money to buy out another big company. You have to make the steps. You have to set your hours that you're going to work and have enough discipline to work it. Say, okay, I'm going to be in my office, or I'm going to be on the field, or I'm going to do what I'm going to be doing from 8 to 5. If you set your hours from 8 to 5, do it. If you set your hours from 3 to 7, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., do that. I often make mention of that you can work any business full-time. You can work it any business part-time until you get it to the full-time status. But if you work it some of the time, you're going to get inconsistent results. Therefore, you're going to get frustrated over yourself, and you're going to quit. You have to have that structure as a business owner. How many books do you actually read? That is key. How many books should you actually read? 12. You should read 12 books in a year. That's one book a month. Now, this is a little something personal that, you know, it just came back to my memory. It's kind of funny, but when I was younger, man, I love reading books. I just went out my way, and I was just reading just because, hey, I learned how to read, and I'm just going to exercise this thing, and I loved it. Then my parents, right, over one summer, they said, I want you to read these books, and I want you to take a test on it every day before you can go outside. I'm like, what? Like, you know, Dad, it's the summertime.
It killed your motivation.
Now, what it did to me was, now, because I was reading anyway, but when it seemed like he made me read it, it was like, oh, man, it's time to rebel. I don't care. I'm going to put any answer down here now. I need to get outside. I want to run and stretch my legs. But you know what? There's some people, and I say that to say this, you know, and don't get me wrong, I don't hate reading today, but there are some people that just can't stand reading. It's just that you would rather sit down and watch a movie before actually picking up a book and reading it.
Audible. Yes, Audible.
That's what I'm
audio
about.
Book.
That's what I'm about to hit on right now. Get yourself an audiobook. Dropbox. You can have some audiobooks in there and Audible, you know, audio books. Still do something. I understand that, you know, you're so busy out there. You may have children. You may have a spouse on a job. You might have two full-time jobs out there. But while commuting from job to job, you know, won't you just hook your phone up to the Bluetooth in the car and follow along with the book instead of, you know, just playing music, instead of just always talking on the phone in between stops. There, if it's something that you really want to do, you will find time for it. If you really strongly have a desire to do something, no matter how busy you are, you will make time for what you want to do. As a business owner, do you want to have a business? Are you willing to do all the steps it takes? You know, if you're selling merchandise, are you going to be able to do inventory? You have to know what's in your store so you can figure out what's selling the most so that you can go in and take the things out that's not selling. You don't want to have a whole store full of stuff that's not selling and it's just sitting there and expiring versus something that you can't keep on the shelf. It's essential that you have to have inventory. If you are in the insurance business, you know, are you making phone calls? That's, you know, important. Are you actually going out telling people what you do? You are a business owner. And now going back to knowing, okay, building yourself, reading that book, doing what you have to do, study products, do what you have to do to build yourself so that you can duplicate and somebody is going to be willing to be as knowledgeable as you. You can only lead them to as far as you are.
And then you can you can attract others to a team. Mm-hmm. So now this team dynamic that we're talking about is it is a dimension. It's another dimension of doing business. Whereas, like we were saying, we were talking about increasing your effort by having a team, right? So having a team or being in the quadrant where you are a solopreneur, as is one of the new terms, a solopreneur, someone, you know, it may be running an online business, you know, through websites and through landing pages and so forth, and one can do it themselves, actually, without having a team. One can perform quite a few businesses, like if a person is an electrician or a carpenter or whatever, one can do many odd jobs and small jobs and so forth solo and be a solopreneur. And that is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful, provided that is one's objective. And if one understands the difference between doing that and having a team. So, Ms. Williams, what I'd like to ask you is, can you talk about what are some of the benefits of having a team as opposed to simply putting forward oneself? Because that option is there, and, of course, many people will take that option, and I'm not against that option, but what I want to show is the distinction between taking that option of just being a solopreneur and having a team. So can you speak to some of the benefits and some of the differences of being in business for yourself and having a team?
Well, I believe that one of the biggest benefits is, you know, the different things that individuals bring to the table. I don't know. You know, that's very big for me. You know, we all have different talents, different gifts. You know, and I think that in building that, when you have group of people or number of people who have different strengths, that allows for you to bring different things, different ideas to the table. But it does have to go back to what Brandon was saying as far as the foundation or, you know, the blueprint of what your business is going to look like, procedures, things of that nature, because if you don't have that, anybody can come in and change that. And that's not the ideal resolution for being a business owner. Hey, initially, it is my business. This is my idea. This is my thought. This is how I want everything to run. But I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you know,
so you were saying that, but you can do that, and others can come in, and if you don't have a structure in place, then others will come in and just do whatever they want to do, and perhaps even get you off track. So,
and it has happened. That. It has happened. I've seen it happen. You know, when you think about the different quadrants of the employee, self-employed, business owner, investor, you know, where, oh, well, I don't know why they're doing it that way. It doesn't work because it doesn't work for that individual. You see what I'm saying? When you have something already in place, a structure that has already been proven that it does work, because that's the key. You got to test it. Got to balance it out. That,
right.
No, if you just follow the leader, if you really follow what has already been set in place, and you can tweak, you can put your flair, I should say, on it, but the guidelines are still the same. Hey, if I say you have to go out and make sure, as Brandon said, you're making these calls or you're building yourself first, you know, before you can actually ask somebody to follow you, you're not doing that. The next person, I'm not doing it this way. You know, I've already had experience. I've been in this industry for 15, 20 years, and this is what works best for me. But that worked best for you in your job or your other business, but this is not the direction or the dynamics of this business right here.
Right. And it's essential to understand those dynamics, the different dynamics of building a team and the necessity of building a team in order to expand, in order to grow, in order to regenerate and rejuvenate one's business. And then once all the effort, the blood, the sweat, and the tears that the solopreneur puts in, once that solopreneur stops functioning, it's dead. It dies.
Yeah, exactly. Working solo versus having a team. See, I look at it like this. When you are working solo, you are strictly working on your active income. So you are exchanging your time for money. If you're a contractor and you go out to a job, okay, and you say, hey, all right, for me to hang up this drywall, it's $250, okay? Now you're exchanging your time for money, and after you get paid, that's it. But
it's done.
That
yeah.
is right now. That's right now money. That's like right now. Building a team, having a business, guess what? The business owner is going to take down a little bit in the very beginning, all right, because he's working on building his team and getting everybody putting, as Andy Reid would say, I'm going to put them in a better position. But at the same time, in the very beginning, you're going to take down. But now you are actually working on your residual income, your passive income, because now once you have that foundation built, now you're going to be sleeping and you're making money. You're going to be brushing your teeth and you're going to be making money. You'll be going, taking your family out to a movie, and you'll still be making money. It takes a lot of time to build a foundation to a business. But once you keep on working, being persistent, not giving up, not taking down, not compromising, and keep on pushing towards the goal, it will pay you for the duration of your life, and you'll be able to leave an inheritance for your children's children.
About that.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. So that now we're bringing in some of the fruit talking about the fruits of building a team, because in order to cross the quadrant, to go from the left side of the quadrant, which is the employee and the self-employed, in order to go from that left side to the right side of the quadrant, which is the business owner, investor, requires teamwork. So as Robert Kiyosaki says, business is a team sport. Business is not a solo sport. Because remember, as a solopreneur, if you, for any reason, become sick or are injured or have emotional difficulties or whatever problems that you have, that is going to destroy your business, because your business is based solely upon you as a producer. It's based upon you as the worker. Is based upon you as the organizer, is based upon you as the problem solver, is based upon you as the toilet cleaner. You have to do everything.
That's right.
So as you progress in your business, and whatever type of business it is, you need to have the vision to understand, how can I systematize this business? How can I create a system whereby my time, effort, energy, blood, sweat, and tears can now be converted into a system that will outlive me, that will go on beyond me and my effort? This is some of the benefits of having a team. This is a team. That's what it means to have a team. Without a system, it's pretty impossible to have a team. So we need that systemization in order to have a team. And with a team, we are then able to create a dynamic environment where many people can benefit. Because remember, with the solopreneur also, the solopreneur benefits from his efforts, and his family benefits or her family benefits, but that's pretty much it. Right? Pretty much it. As a solopreneur, when you have a business and you have a structure in place, a system in place, an infrastructure, you can actually offer benefits to others. You can help others. You can go beyond the limits of your own effort. So these are some of the elements of team building.
There's this.
Yes, go ahead, Kim.
There's this acronym that, you know, you hear all the time when you think about team. Together, everyone achieves more, you know, and I think that's key. And that goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. When you're starting, it's me, myself, and I. But the end result should be giving my brother and my sister a hand out to lift them up, that we both can achieve more. You know, when that happens within the team dynamic, you know, you're able to have more creativity, because in life in general, there's so many things that's going on, and, you know, it's like you're kind of like, well, wait a minute, I'm too tired to even think right now. So how
right.
can I bring something to the table that is going to help the business run better? You know, it also allows for trusting in one another that, hey, Brandon can bring something to the table. Hey, I may have never done it. I may have never done it that way, never tried it. So I'm unsure, you know. I want to walk this line lightly, but, you know, trusting him enough to say, well, okay, we're going to give this a try and see what the results are. You know, I think teamwork, it just opens avenues and being able to see things in a different perspective, a different light.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's we know the terminology, you know, where we go from using our own energy to a platform of using synergy. Synergy is when we are able to come together and we can allow each other to shine, and we can shine in the presence of each other. So that dynamic, like you're mentioning, Kim, the team dynamic. A team dynamic is some type of magic that only happens in a team. An individual cannot produce team magic. It's not possible. But that synergy, when we come together and create that alchemy, that magic, you put together like-minded, a system and a vision, the ability to accomplish goals, the ability to develop, the ability to accomplish things that were before thought to be impossible, actually becomes, they become possible in that dynamic. It's just like the African proverb that says it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a village to raise a business as well. To create an actual successful business, it requires a village as well. And that also goes the other way. It says it takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a child to raise the village, because the village is obligated to the child. So similarly, this dynamic that we have here in relation to us coming together of the same mind and creating a harmony, this is the benefit of a team, having a team. With a team, just like with a band or with an athletic team, they move in harmony. They're moving in harmony. It's like a herd of animals or a flock of birds. You see them flying in the sky in harmony. They're actually in a pattern. It's mind-boggling to me sometimes to watch how birds fly in a pattern, because I'm always wondering, like, how do they know how to create a pattern? How do they know where they are in the pattern, but they're in it? And I think that is an example of the power of synergy, of coming together, working together. We can see that manifestation through nature. It's natural that we do that. So what we're going to do right now, we got about another 12 minutes of the show to go. I'm going to play one of our advertisements, and we're going to come right back on the other side of that, and we're going to ask Miss Williams if she will give her final synopsis, and ask Mr. Tate also to give his final synopsis, and then we'll bring it to a head. That's right. This is Stephen Hutchinson, the host of Financial Intelligence, with his team, Ms. Kim Williams and Mr. Brandon.
Greetings, my people. Power up. This is Stephen Hutchinson of Financial Intelligence. I have a company called Power Tax, and in Power Tax, we do your taxes expertly and accurately, but we also answer your questions to help you understand what's going on within your tax return. And the result of that is that your financial intelligence shall multiply. Your financial literacy will increase. So reach out. We do tax returns for all 50 states. Consequently, you do not have to come to my office, but you can reach out to us at powertax.com. That's powertax with two X's, powertax.com. Or you can reach us at 610-955-6508. That's 610-955-6508. I implore to you, don't go to strangers. Reach out to Power Tax, and remember, be powerful.
And we're back. We're back. That's Financial Intelligence. That's the name of our show, Financial Intelligence, because that's what we actually call financial literacy. In general, it's called financial literacy, but we like to refine that into financial intelligence. That means bringing our intelligence to the table, not just bringing money to the table. because that can be simply chaotic, actually. But if we bring our intelligence to this thing, we are going to have some incredible, incredible results. This is our revolution. Our revolution as a people is that we bring our intelligence to the table. We figure it out. We function in synergy. We create teams, small teams all over. Wherever we are, we're coming together, creating small teams. And then those small teams start to coordinate with the other small teams. And you know what happens then? When those small teams start associating with one another, you get a huge team, a massive team, working together, working in harmony. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted and we wanted to present the subject matter of teams and teamwork, because a family is a team. A neighborhood is a team. A community is a team. And if we work together as a team, everybody benefits. We all benefit. The fast runner benefits, the slow runner benefits. Those who are quick on their feet can benefit, and those who are slow on their feet can benefit. We can all benefit by developing this mentality, this team mentality. So considering that, I would like to ask Ms. Williams, you there?
I'm here.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're about to wrap it up. We got another 8 minutes or so. So I'd like for you to give us some of your final synopsis and analysis and critique and consideration on this subject of building a business idea, building yourself, and building a team, and how this can help us. Could you please give us your input?
Well, one of the things that you said, Stephen, that I think is important was in the aspect of building, you know, like-minded people coming together. And that is one very key thing that we didn't really engage more in with what we mean by like-minded people, because that's key. I've been in situations where I have been taught that, oh, you recruit everybody. And truthfully, if that's not the vision of your business, it doesn't work. And if they don't have the same, as Brandon said, the same work ethic as you, I mean, it doesn't have to mirror 100%, but if they don't have a work ethic, I don't think that is the right person for your business or your team. You know, when you're working in a team, you guys have to be able to work together. That is very key. You know, even with all of the differences and the adversities that you may have, because you will have them. You know, we're talking more so on the positive side, but there are some downsides to being in a team that we didn't even really get to go into. But more than anything, building that effective team, because I think we want to stay on that positive note, is understanding the objectives as to what it is that you are trying to accomplish. What is it, the goals that you are trying to achieve individually, as a group, and overall within the business itself? And with everybody knowing what that is, it's easier to reach that common goal. You know, good communication is very important, because you do have sometimes those types of people that are shy, don't really want to have anything to say, but they have some good input because they're fearful of themselves sounding stupid or not taking the group not taking their advice. You know, you hold back. They hold back sometimes. So communication is very important, and you have to be able to trust one another. You know, so I can say, well, you know what, I don't think that's going to work because this is what I've seen happen in the past, or this is not the group, or knowing what you're targeting, what your target market is, you know. And leadership is, I think, number one on the list. Number one. You know, right now, when I think about our business, we have some awesome leadership, you know, being able to work with one another, share our ideas, and open to hearing to what we have to say. You know, these are just key aspects of forming a team, having a team business, working with others, because if you don't have that, you have chaos. And when you have chaos, nothing gets done. Nothing gets accomplished. You don't meet the bottom line because, again, we still have to remember it is a business. And
exactly.
Even though we may be family, you know, the bottom line is we want to either, depending on the industry that you're in, you know, you want to sell, you want to make sure that you meet your quarterly goal
production.
Or your monthly goal.
That's right.
You know, so you got to keep all of that in mind and be real about it. You know, it's not a fantasy business where, oh, we're tanking today, but that's okay. We can start all over tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you're right. It's not a fantasy. So there must be a vision, but the vision is not a fantasy. The vision is the goal. The vision is attainable, and the vision is connected to our present state. You know, Yes, go.
And that's why it's so important in the beginning stages as you're forming your team or, you know, your group of people that you are going to be working with, you kind of find out where they're coming from, what are their individual goals, what are their expectations, and they, too, know what your expectations are. And then it makes it easier when you guys are together and putting together ideas of, okay, how can we effectively make this happen, you know, and economically, because, again, business is about making money.
That's
and
right.
If you're
making
not
profit.
Making
there
money,
needs to be a profit. That's right.
There has to be. If you're not, you're going to be out of business.
That's right. That is correct. So keeping those things in mind and in perspective is essential. It's essential. And as you mentioned, you know, which we're not going into in this show, there are also, you know, there's the dark side of being a part of a team or of a group as well, you know, which we will and can and will address in later episodes of Financial Intelligence. We can address those issues, like what's the dark side of being on a team or being a member of a group? You know, there are things to definitely avoid. So I think some of the things that we discussed today have more to do with what are the requirements of building a team, what are some of the benefits of building a team, and understanding how by building a team we're able to stretch ourselves beyond our own individual selfish, not necessarily negatively selfish, but our selfish objective. Because generally speaking, in order for a person to become independent, we need to become selfish to some degree. That's how we get out of the previous madness that we were in, right? When we were just in a dependent state. We were in an employee state, and I don't mean that in a negative way to say that, you know, people who are employees are all dependent, but I'm just talking in general, those of us who aspire to become financially independent, the first thing we have to do is we have to get out of the previous mentality that we were in, where we were in more of a dependent state and we were depending on someone else to employ us and someone else to tell us what to do and someone else to tell us how much we're going to make and for someone else to tell us when we could go to lunch and for someone else to tell us when we can have a vacation. And so in order to go from that dependent state,
we generally go all the way to the other extreme and try to become totally independent and just start our own thing so we can be independent and make our own decisions and decide when we want to go to lunch and decide when we want to go to the bathroom or whatever else we want to decide that we want to do. And, you know, when do we want to spend our money, how many hours we want to put in. So then we go all the way to that extreme. And now if we want to excel to the next level, we go from that dependent state or where we were depending on a job to an independent state where we created our own job to a what we call an interdependent state where we can actually work with others. And work with a team, and we can shine on. We can have synergy. We can now, we've gone to another level. We've had both of those extreme experiences, and now we can start to mellow out, and we can create a system where we can invite others in. We're no longer threatened by others and their abilities and their talents, and we can invite them in. And other people who have more skills than us, more knowledge and more ability, we feel no threat. We actually want them on our team because we have created a system, a structure that will benefit everyone. And I definitely believe that to be just a part of our heritage. That's a part of the heritage from the motherland, whereby the creations are meant to benefit everyone. It's for the benefit of everyone. It's not just, you know, the me type of mentality. So with that, we are going to end today's show of Financial Intelligence. And I would like to thank my team, my partners. Of course, that would be Ms. Kim Williams, as well as Mr. Brandon Tate, of course. And I would also like to thank our producer, Ms. Beverly Black of Tribe Family Channel, as well as Mr. Bruce George of Genius is Common Movement, of the Genius is Common Movement. And thank you all for your participation and your support and your appreciation, as well as your teaching to us so that we can also learn more in advance. So we will be back. Financial Intelligence will be back with our next show. So we'd like for you to understand that this podcast will be available on Facebook. You could check our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page called the Entourage Financial Group, where you will find all of us, our team, working together, the Entourage Financial Group, also known as EFG, on Facebook. You can find us there and find our podcast there as well. So we wish you the best, the absolute best of energy, of vision, inspiration, elevation, recreation, and an explosion of realization so that we can rise to our natural position where we can work as a team, as a community, as a people, and excel. And with that, we're signing off. Thank you very much for your kind participation. Be powerful. We'll